You have been hired by an organization called Restore DeKalb to attend political events, correct?
No.
Are you paid any remuneration in any form by Restore DeKalb to attend political events?
No.
Similar questions for DeKalb Unhappy Taxpayer and Voter Group. You were compensated in some capacity to attend campaign events, correct?
No.
But Nancy Jester is running for state school superintendent, correct?
Yes.
And Stanley Jester is running for DeKalb County School Board, unopposed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And on March 27th, by your own admission, you were distributing flyers that day, correct?
Yes.
And in the flyers, you're talking about how Nancy Jester, who's running for the state school superintendent, opposes NRA legislation, has an anti-abortion agenda, has liberal big spending policies, and is involved in refugee resettlement, correct?
Correct.
None of those things have to do with running the school system, do they?
Yes, they do.
How?
Yes. Well, we're not here to discuss that, Your Honor. That's irrelevant to what's happened.
Okay, the objection is irrelevant.
Judge, this goes to a continuing course of conduct of harassment on the part of the applicant as well as his colleague, who we anticipate will testify later today, about matters that these individuals find particularly objectionable. And this course of conduct is one of harassment, not from Mr. Jester to Mr. Owens, but from Mr. Owens and Mr. Newton towards Ms. Jester and Mr. Jester. And we're trying,
okay.
I'd like that evidence to come forth today to show that course of conduct.
Well, in the short time we've been hearing this case, I've obviously figured out there's some difference of opinion on political issues between the parties. I will accept that. I do not need to hear what they are, why they exist, whether they're good opinions, bad opinions, or whatever. I will say that we've got people in here that disagree with one another, as typically happens in most political environments, and I'm here on the criminal case as to whether I understand there's an underlying disagreement between the parties. I got that.
I appreciate the note.
Okay, thank you. That we can narrow the hearing down to what happened that night.
All right. So you do pursue Stan Jester to multiple political events that he attends, correct?
Could you rephrase that? I don't pursue him per se, but when I attend events, he happens to be there.
Okay, well,
I'm not. You're leading me on, is it?
Well, okay. So he gets the right to lead in his questions, yeah. But you get the right to explain your answer, and you've done so.
But there are political events that Stanley Jester is attending that you seek out to attend as well. Would you agree with that?
No.
Okay. So would you say that you're stalking Stan Jester?
Nope.
Mr. Pittis, I mean, you're asking him to, one, admit to a criminal act even of stalking. I got the fact that people show up at other people's political events. I see it on TV every day. Somebody throws a shoe at Hillary Clinton because she disagrees with her, or maybe she's crazy. I don't know. Okay, this happens. It's politics. It's nasty. Okay, move on.
Understood, Jess. I'll jump past that. So you're indicating that Mr. Jester approached you on March 27th at Tucker High School and made physical contact with you.
Yes.
All right. And how did you do that again?
He got up real close to me and chest bumped me.
Chest bumped you. So he physically touched his chest to yours.
Yes.
All right. And this was prior to the event starting at Tucker High School that night, correct, sir?
It was during the event. It had been going on about an hour. People were talking.
It had been going on for about an hour.
An hour, approximately. Okay.
And who witnessed this?
Numerous people. Joe Newton witnessed it. I was the only body objected to me being there was Stan Jester.
So how many people witnessed it?
Joe Newton and Chesney, the other, he witnessed Stan Jester's behavior, and he was very disturbed by his behavior.
What did Mr. Chesney say to you?
He didn't say anything to me. I could see his body language.
You believe he was disturbed by something?
Well,
I you started to say, well, I'm sure, did you?
Well, it appeared that he was disturbed by Stan Jester's behavior. He was, we were all there in a civilized manner, passing out flyers in a respectful way, and Stan Jester bumped me in the chest several times, had his fist, and tried to start a instant with me after he already physically contacted me.
After the physical, okay. Frank Miller actually stayed to the end of the meeting that night.
I'm possibly aware, yeah.
Okay, you indicated earlier Frank Miller left in a...
Well, he left.
Give me just 1 second to ask a question, and I will absolutely give you time to respond. You indicated that Frank Miller left in some sort of tizzy, highly disturbed about this matter after this alleged contact happened between you and Mr. Jester. When point in fact, Frank Miller did not leave that night and remained to the end of the meeting, correct?
Let me... Fran Miller, Joe Newton were at a table, and I came over and sat down after running from Mr. Jester after he already made physical contact with me. Stan Jester came over there with his fist balled up, very angry. Fran Miller didn't like the way Stan Jester was acting. My friend Joe told him to stop, and that's why Fran Miller left the table in the presence of Stan Jester, because he was acting in such an aggressive manner.
Joe, Fran Miller did stay.
What?
Fran Miller.
I wasn't paying attention, you know.
And Fran Miller is not here to testify.
Yeah, I doubt if he get involved in this.
Fran Miller is not here to testify today.
Yeah.
Okay. And there was a DeKalb County School Resources Officer standing within 10 feet of you and Mr. Jester at the time of this alleged contact between you both, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And he didn't take any action?
My witness went over there asking to ask Stan Jester to leave or to disengage his behavior toward people at the table.
Okay. And you and your colleague is Joseph Newton?
He's a friend of mine, Joe Newton. Yeah.
Okay, but you and he attend all these political events together? A lot?
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but we don't go all the time.
How tall are you, sir?
6'2".
And how much do you weigh?
Approximately about 230.
Judge, I have no further questions.
Okay. All right, sir. Do you have another? You have a witness that you want to bring in? What's his name?
Joe Newton, Your Honor.
Mr. Newton, thank you. Couldn't believe it. Yeah, I normally have 10 to 15 cases.
Yeah, that's great.
Not going to complain.
Patients are down here.
He can have a seat right here. This chair will be fine. Right, Mr. Newton, you've been previously sworn. If you'll have a seat, and you can just tell me in your own words what you saw or what you know about any incident between these two parties.
I was at Tucker High School with him that night, and he got up and started handing out the flyers. I think you've already seen that, which is nothing inflammatory there. And he started working around the room, handing them to people, and in a counterclockwise direction. He got three quarters of the way around the room, and he encountered this gentleman up here, who I understand is Stan Jester. I've never met him before, never had a conversation with him until this night. And I saw the two of them close together, and I saw Jester close the gap between the two of them. I saw his left hand up like this, which was past Owens' shoulder.
We have too many he's going forth here, Judge.
Yeah, okay, if you use names instead of pronouns, he...
Jester.
Okay.
Closed the gap between the two of them.
Okay.
Mr. Jester's left hand was up, and his left hand was past the point of his chest. I didn't actually see him touch, but I saw Jester close the gap, and there was some conversation by Jester. Clearly he was talking to him. And then they separated again. I think there was still some more conversation. And then Owen started trying to get away from him. He worked his way around the room. I saw Jester follow him over to where I was sitting. And then Jester had faced him, and they had some words right there before Tom sat down. Mr. Jester had some words with him. Tom wasn't saying anything. So then Tom sat down and Jester stood over him and had something else to say to him, but he was keeping it down. Well.
By keeping it down, you keeping the volume down?
Yeah, keeping the voice down, where nobody could really tell what he was saying. Because there are a lot of ladies around here. I could see the guy was red-faced, angry, and he had his fist balled up. He bent over in his menacing manner. His whole manner was ugly and out of control. Well, I said, "What do you want?" He didn't respond. And he went back, leaned back over Tom. And I said, "Get out of here, man." By this time, I figured out who he was. And he leaned back over him again. I said, "Get out of here and leave him alone." And he said something to the effect, "You better stop doing this or you're going to get it." And then he turned around to me and he said, "The same thing applies to you." But at that point, I got up and I went over to the police officer and told the police officer what was going on. And then came back to my seat and I said, "You better get out of here before you get in trouble." Well, he calmed down then because I guess he saw the police was looking at him. He was looking over at the officer. And then he asked me, where's the police? The police officer said, "Standing right there against the wall." And that's the only way we got rid of him. I'm satisfied if he stayed there, there was going to be a fist fight. Okay. He was out of control.
All right. Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Any cross-examination?
Good morning, sir. You attend political events with Mr. Owens, correct?
Correct.
All right. And how are you employed?
I'm not.
All right. But you are compensated by Restored to Cab to attend these political events?
Pardon?
You're compensated in some measure by the organization known as Restored to Cab to attend these events?
No. Never heard of
them. I missed
it. Never heard of any such organization.
And the DeKalb Unhappy Taxpayer and Voter Group, they compensate you as well to attend these events, correct?
No, nobody compensates me.
But you were distributing a flyer against Nancy Jester concerning NRA legislation, an anti-abortion agenda, and refugee resettlement at a meeting concerning school board candidates, correct?
I was not distributing the flyer, no.
Okay.
Not to admit.
But you find nothing inflammatory in that flyer?
I don't find anything inflammatory or untrue.
And
everything I see in this flyer is 100% true. Okay.
You don't like the Jesters, do you?
I don't know the Jesters. I've talked to her twice before the election, and then the only other conversation I've had with her was when I raised my hand at a public hearing and she acknowledged my question. Other than that, I don't know anything about the Jesters.
But you and Mr. Owens?
And he, I've never really been introduced to him. The only conversation I've had with him was where I testified to in court. Didn't know who he was before this event.
But you and Mr. Owens have attended political events since March 27th that Mr. Jester and or Ms. Jester were in attendance at?
I believe we did, yeah, Cobb County.
Okay. And there was a school resource officer standing 5 feet away from Mr. Owens and Mr. Jester at the time of this alleged contact?
Not that I'm aware of.
There wasn't a school resource officer standing
there? Not that I'm aware of. There wasn't anybody standing around there. There was, Senator Fran Miller was sitting to my left at the table. There wasn't anybody standing around there that I was aware of.
But you indicated you did not see Mr. Jester strike Mr. Owens?
No, I did not, no.
I'm a little confused. You did say you saw a police officer. Was that during the first confrontation, apparently, or allegedly between the two parties, or was that back where you were sitting when Mr. Owens returned?
Yeah, I went up and I saw the table.
Sir, yeah. So there were basically two different confrontations, as I understand your testimony.
Yes, sir.
One away from where you were sitting and then one back where you were sitting.
Yes, sir.
Okay, is that where the officer was? Where you were sitting, near where you were sitting.
The only officer I had any contact with or knew anything about was standing over against the wall. And I went over there and got him to intercede in this event.
Okay, from
attempted to get him.
For lack of a better way of saying it, there was a confrontation you witnessed somewhere else in the room.
Yes, sir.
And then there was one, we'll call it number one and number two. So where was the officer? Was he at the first or second confrontation?
As far as I know, the officer never left the wall over there.
Okay. Okay, is that where you were?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And as far as I know, he was the school resource officer, and the only officer in the room.
Okay.
And he wasn't in uniform.
Okay.
But there were officers in uniform that did arrive later in the meeting.
I don't know. We left.
When did you leave?
Left right after this. It was obvious if we didn't leave, he was going to continue to cause a problem.
So
the smart thing to do was continue to retreat, leave.
So you left with Mr. Owens?
Correct.
At approximately what time?
I don't recall what time. It was shortly after this. It was within 15 minutes of the event.
Within 15 minutes of the event?
No, wait a minute. I stood around there and I talked to Michael Furman. So it could have been more than 15 minutes. Could have been, I knew if I was over there talking to Thurman with the cop standing in front of me, it wouldn't have been a problem.
You were
afraid
of Michael Thurman?
I felt safe there. Pardon?
You were afraid of Michael Thurman?
No. I knew with Thurman there, being around Thurman, close proximity, there wouldn't be any problem there. So I felt safe standing there. And I get along with Michael real well. And so after that, we went to the restroom together.
You and Mr. Thurman?
No, Mr. Owens.
Okay.
And I suggested to him that we leave. So it could have been more than 15 minutes. Could have been 30 minutes.
So it could have been some.
I don't know the exact time.
15 and 30 minutes after this alleged contact.
Could have been a few minutes more. I don't know.
Okay, so it could have been 15 to 45. An hour?
Not more than, I don't think it's over 45 minutes.
Okay. And you left with Mr. Owens?
Correct.
All right. And?
I told Owens, get out of here. This guy's going to do this again. Okay. Leave the premises. This guy's out of control.
And this all happened at the beginning of the event, correct? Before people were introduced.
I'm not sure about the exact beginning. I thought there was a speaker up at the front. Now, I don't know if anybody had been introduced or not.
Did they say it happened within the first 10 minutes of the event?
No, they went on and on about some various groups and welcoming people. They just seemed to be stringing it out. So I really can't tell you the actual time
okay. The
meeting had gone on.
So you don't know what time the incident took place either?
Precisely. No, I do not know the precise time.
Roughly?
Well, events like that usually start, and I'm just a guess, they usually start around 7:30. It could have been 8 o'clock or so. I don't know. But this wasn't too long after it started.
And the distance between where Mr. Jester and Mr. Owens were talking and where you and Mr. Owens sat down was really only a distance of about 2 to 3 feet.
First time or second time?
The distance between where Mr. Owens and Mr. Jester first started to talk and then where Mr. Owens sat down was only a distance of about 2 to 3 feet.
Well, it was more than 2 or 3 feet away.
And how long was it? How far was it?
I don't know. He was sitting on the side of the table and I was over on this side.
Okay.
So 5 feet.
How far away were Mr. Owens and Mr. Jester the first time you saw them when you said he raised his left hand?
Oh, there were 2 or 3 table lengths across there on the other side of the room.
Okay. I was just trying to clarify Mr. Fidu's question because I wasn't sure you were
understanding
the question itself. I want to make sure because there are 2 separate incidents allegedly. So I wanted to make sure which one he was talking about.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Does that have nothing further?
Okay. All right, sir, you can have a seat then. All right, anything else, Mr. Owens?
No, John.
Okay, thank you. All right, Mr. Fittis, do you wish to put up any evidence?
I do, Judge. I'd like to call John Ossolette.
Okay.
How do we want to seat?
Yeah, if you'll grab that, just pull it kind of in the center of the room there. That'll be our witness chair. They are allegedly going to remodel this courtroom after many, many years of it being configured as a traffic court for those of us who were old enough to have handled traffic cases in these courtrooms, but...
I remember its layout when Atlanta Traffic Court over there has...
So we, maybe they'll build us a witness stand someday. All right, sir, if you'll come have a seat up here, you've been previously sworn. All right, Mr. Pittis.
Morning, sir, how are you this morning?
I'm good, well, thank you.
Please introduce yourself to the judge.
I'm John Ossolet.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm a television editor and producer.
And are you involved in politics to some degree?
I am running for DeKalb County School Board for District 4.
All right, are you familiar with the applicant, Tom Owens?
I am familiar just because of this, the incident and him, seeing him at a public meeting.
Okay. And did you have occasion to be at Tucker High School on the evening of March 27th, 2014?
Yes, I did.
Why were you there?
I was participating as a parent stakeholder in the and also as a candidate for the Parent Councils United meeting.
And did you observe, were you there for the entire meeting?
I was there for the entire meeting, yes.
Did you observe Stan Jester and Tom Owens speaking?
I saw them standing next to each other speaking, yes.
Okay, how far apart were they?
I think probably as close as we are. So Stan was talking, about 2 or 3 feet.
2, 3, 4?
Yeah.
Somewhere there?
Okay.
And did Stan Jester appear enraged?
No.
Were his fists bald?
Not that I could see, no.
Was he red-faced?
No.
Was there a school resource officer standing just a few feet away?
Yes.
Approximately how many feet away?
I'd say about 10, 15 feet.
Was the school resource officer looking at Stan Jester and Tom Owens?
He was facing them, yeah.
Okay. Did Stan Jester touch Tom Owens?
Not that I could see, no.
Stan Jester throw anything at Tom Owens?
No, sir, not that I could see.
Stan Jester bump Tom Owens in the chest?
No, I believe Stan was standing and I saw Mr. Owens sitting down. That was my perspective from across the room.
Was that for the entire?
Mm-hmm.
After that conversation, was there a subsequent conversation between Stan Jester and Tom Owens?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Did Stan Jester follow Tom Owens around the room?
No.
Did Stan Jester make vulgar gestures in the direction of Tom Owens?
No, not that I am aware of.
Did the school resource officer do anything other than observe Tom Owens and Stan Jester?
Not that I could see, no.
After that conversation between Tom Owens and Stan Jester, did Stan Jester address the crowd?
Yes.
What did Stan Jester tell the crowd, if anything, about Tom Owens?
I don't recall the exact words, but he did mention and pointed to the gentleman saying that they were being disruptive or talking, throwing, distributing some false material or bad material or something like that.
Okay.
I don't recall the exact wording.
And he advised people to leave Tom Owens alone?
Yeah, he said stay away from these people.
Okay. All right. Did additional law enforcement officers arrive at this event at some point?
I think I remember seeing a couple more by the end of the evening. I remember seeing a couple more resource officers there. Yes.
Okay. And were they in uniform?
Yes.
Okay. Did they do anything?
No.
Just sat around?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How long did the event last approximately after that conversation between Tom Owens and Stan Jester?
From what I remember, that kind of happened before they introduced the candidates. So it was kind of at the beginning, and we broke into groups and two different separate groups, probably, I would imagine, 2 hours, hour and a half before it ended.
And about 2 hours, hour and a half to 2 hours later, did Tom Owens leave?
You know, I didn't see any, I didn't see him leave, but I don't recall seeing him there when I left, I believe. You know, because I had spoken to Stan and a couple other board members and introduced myself and was chatting, and I don't recall seeing them there.
Was Stan Jester calm when you're talking to him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And on your way out, did you see Tom Owens at any time in the outside hallway?
No.
In the parking lot?
No.
In the car?
No.
Okay. I have nothing further.
Okay, Mr. Owens, do you have any questions you want to ask this witness?
Yeah.
Just keep your seat. You're okay. Fine with your seat.
Will you explain to him when Mr. Jester, he made a comment publicly to everybody in there that he was very angry and frustrated. You know, he's very angry. You know, the anger that
Sir, I'm going to ask you to have a seat a couple rows back. You're not a participant anymore. You've testified.
Mr. Jester was very angry in his comments about me. His anger was still within him, and...
Are you asking me a question, or...
Well, I'm asking, you know, a lot of people witnessed Mr. Jester's anger and frustration. You know, he verbally attacked...
Okay, sir, make sure it's a question.
Okay.
Okay. Are you asking him a question? Did Mr. Jester...
I'll withdraw the question.
Okay. All right. So do you have a question?
No, sir.
Okay. What exactly did Mr. Jester say about Mr. Owens, as you recall?
When he got to the microphone?
Yes, sir.
He told people that, you know, these people are here, they're something... I don't recall the exact words. It might be on tape, because I know that they were recording. The stand records all the meetings, but something to the effect of, you know, stay away from these guys, they're here to harass me and my wife, and, you know, just ignore them. And I think he actually mentioned, you know, he pointed out that, you know, they're passing, distributing material that's, you know, that's not appropriate at this meeting or something like that.
Okay. All right. So you didn't see two conversations between the parties?
No, I just saw and I don't know which one it was. I just remember seeing Stan standing across the room, Mr. Owens sitting down, and then, you know, once the meetings got started, we broke up into two separate groups.
Okay.
And I was in a separate group from Mr. Owens.
Okay.
I was with the other gentleman that's back there. He was in our group. And then once that group broke up and we started to, the meeting started to disseminate, I did not see either one of those gentlemen at all.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions, this witness from either side? All right, sir, you can have a seat, or you can leave, whatever your choice.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Any other witnesses, Mr. Fittis?
Judge, call Don McChesney.
Mr. McChesney, that's our witness chair. That's the best we can do. All right, you've been previously sworn, Mr. Fittis.
Thank you, Judge. Mr. McChesney, introduce yourself to the judge, please.
Yes, I'm Don McChesney.
How are you employed?
I'm a retired educator.
Are you involved in the political arena in some extent?
Yes, sir, I am.
How so?
I'm running for the school board in Cap.
Did you have occasion to be at Tucker High School on the evening of March 27, 2014?
Yes, I did.
All right. And what were you there for?
Well, there was a candidate forum of kind for us to introduce ourselves and to speak and let everyone know that we were running for office.
Did you see Mr. Owens and Mr. Newton there that evening?
I did.
Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
How so?
I met them in a few other places, usually events like this, political events and so forth.
And they were distributing flyers that night concerning Nancy Jester?
Yes, sir.
And Nancy Jester wasn't present that evening?
No, she was not.
Okay. Did you observe at some point early in the event Stan Jester and Tom Owens speaking?
No, I did not.
All right. Can you tell me your recollections of that evening?
Yes. You know, there were 75 people there. It was a rather large room. There were people doing political handshaking everywhere. And basically, there were, you know, a lot of people just talking.
Did you observe Stan Jester and Tom Owens speaking at any point?
No, I did not.
During the event, did Stan Jester make an announcement prior to it beginning?
Yes, he did.
What was the nature of his statement?
There had been some trouble caused by some people, and they were just going to sort of ignore them at this point.
And who were the people that Mr. Jester was speaking with?
Well, I'm assuming it was these two fellows.
Tom Owens?
Yes.
And Mr. Newton?
Yes.
Okay. During the event, did you observe Stan Jester several times?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did he appear to be red-faced at any time?
No, sir.
Did he appear to have his fists clenched in balls at any time?
No, sir.
He appeared to be aggressive.
Mr. Pittis, I think he's already testified he didn't see the incidents that we're here about today.
That's correct, Judge.
I don't care what he looked like the rest of the time.
Right for that, Judge. Well, there is one additional question concerning later in the event I'd like to touch on.
Okay.
You indicated there were, well, let me ask you, did the event break out into breakout groups at some point?
Yes.
Okay. What is the purpose of the breakout group?
There were, each breakout group had a series of questions to discuss, to bring back to a central discussion.
Okay. Was Tom Owens participating in your breakout group?
Yes, he was.
Did, and how far away were you sitting from him?
4 or 5 seats.
Did Tom Owens complain about Stan Jester touching him at any time?
No, he did not.
Did he complain about Stan Jester throwing anything at him at any time?
No, he did not.
About Stan Jester bumping him?
No, he didn't.
Spitting on him?
No.
What did Tom Owens talk about during the breakout group?
I don't think he did anything.
And subsequently, has Tom Owens made contact with you through your website?
Yes.
All right. Approximately when?
At a meeting we were going to have, I guess this was probably a week or so ago, we were going to have a political event, and I think he inquired of me as to whether Ms. Jester was going to be there.
And were there law enforcement officers present at the March 27th meeting?
Yes, there were.
Okay. Were they in uniform?
I believe one of them was.
Okay. Was one of them not?
One of them possibly. Our school SROs sometimes are partially in uniform.
Nothing else, Judge?
Do you have any questions, Mr. Owens?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. All right, sir. You're excused. You can either remain in the courtroom or you can leave the building entirely, whichever you prefer. Probably the latter.
Judge, I'd like to call Stan Jester.
All right.
Do you want to hear? Or
is this your last witness? He can remain seated where he is. I just knew there were a number of other people around.
Yeah. Judge, this is going to be my last witness.
Okay.
And at this point, we can actually dismiss Doris Lee and Todd Green.
Okay.
If you're comfortable.
That's fine. Yes, your case. Judge. Yeah.
Mr. Jester, please introduce yourself to the judge.
I'm Stan Jester.
And what do you do for a living?
I write software, and I'm currently running for the school board, District Number 1.
And did you have occasion to be at Tucker High School on March 27, 2014?
There was a parent council unity meeting, and as a parent, I wanted to go, and as a school board candidate, I wanted to be there.
Okay.
So one of my hobbies is to document political events, so I also went there to film and record so I can publish these events for the public. I like to do that.
And did you film and record the event of March 27, 2014?
I did.
Okay. When you got there, did you have reason to encounter the applicant, Tom Owens?
Not immediately. I got there, I set up, and I started filming. So I was sitting there and filming the podium or whoever was up there.
And then what happened?
So it must have been within seconds of the first person speaking. I was told that Nancy's fan club was here. I get that message now over the last few months, I guess, that her fan club has been there. And so this is the very first time that her fan club has shown up to one of my events. So this maybe after maybe a minute or two, I saw them, and this is.
And when you say them, are you speaking of the applicant, Mr. Newton?
You know, and let me rephrase that. I saw Mr. Owens. I do not recall seeing Mr. Newton, but Mr. Owens is a taller gentleman, so I definitely remember seeing him, Mr. Owens.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
All right. How much do you weigh?
2'10".
All right, you're telling us about the event today.
So, excuse me. This was maybe a minute or two into the meeting. I'd been sitting there filming it, and somebody told me that Nancy's fan club, which was Mr. Owens, was there. This is the very first time that he had come to my event. So I was like, he's here. So I went over to him to ask him, why are you doing to us? I wanted to ask him, why are you following us around? Why do this to my family? And this is the very first time I had the chance to talk to him. And I'm just sitting out there, Mr. Owens, I was just looking at him, and I didn't know what, I was speechless. And
What did Mr. Owens, if anything, say in response?
He didn't say anything. He just sat down right there. He may have moved like 2 or 3 feet, but that was where his seat was, and he sat down. And I walked over there, and I'm like, and he asked me, do you have a problem? I go, yeah. And he goes, do we need to call the cops? I go, yeah, please, call the cops.
Now, you indicate you agreed to call the local constabulary. Was there a school resource officer present?
Well, his response to that was, well, we don't need to. There's one sitting right there. And maybe about 5-10 feet away, there was a gentleman in plain clothes. And I looked at him like, yeah, that guy doesn't look like he's a normal parent. So I said, okay. And I walked over to the resource officer, and I said, hi, can you please help me with this? And I had a piece of paper that Mr. Owens had been handing out, and I said, this is...
Just for a second, is that the piece of paper that Mr. Owens showed the court earlier that he hands out at political events?
Yeah. Okay. So I had one, and I said, excuse me, can you please help me with this? And he read it, and he said, the best thing for you to do is to stay on the opposite side of the room from him. So this is maybe 5 minutes into the meeting, and at that point in time, they were introducing candidates, and so I said, Stan, would you like to say something? And I'm thinking, yeah, I would like to say something. So I get up there, and I say, I'm Stan Jester, I'm running for the school board, and these guys are, they're annoying. Stay away from them. The resource officer here has told me to stay away from them. As a matter of fact, and I told the audience this, last weekend, these are my words, last weekend they were at Dunwoody High School and they had to call the cops on them. So I recommend that you stay away from them, and I'm going to do the same. So I sat down and I started filming again. And,
for a second.
Yeah.
Why did the police have to be called to the Dunwoody High School?
Okay.
That's speculation. I don't know.
Understood, Judge. After that conversation with Mr. Owens, where you then went to talk to the school resource officer, did you speak to Mr. Owens again at any point during the evening?
No, I spent the rest of the evening behind my camera filming the event for the public so I could document the event.
And you did film that event?
I filmed the whole thing from start to finish.
Okay. At any time did you touch Tom Owens?
No, absolutely not.
At any time did you throw anything at Tom Owens?
Absolutely not.
At any time did you bump Tom Owens in the chest?
I absolutely couldn't if I wanted to.
And at any time did you make threatening statements towards Tom Owens?
No, absolutely not. I just said those 2 or 3 words, yeah, and then, yes, please call the cops. Those were the only words I said to him.
At any time did you spit on Tom Owens?
Absolutely not.
Was the school resource officer observing you and Tom Owens when you were talking to him?
The resource officer was 7-8 feet away, and he was facing right at us.
And did additional law enforcement officers arrive that evening?
They did.
Were they in uniform?
They were.
Did they do anything that night?
No. The resource officers just sat on the back wall observing.
And did Tom Owens leave the event before you?
He did.
Approximately how long after your several word conversation with Mr. Owens did you observe Tom Owens?
Sure, this was towards the end. So I have maybe 2-ish hours on video, and our incident happened at the beginning, and the beginning section lasted about 30 minutes, and then we went to the breakout section, and I was still filming, and Mr. Owens was in my breakout section, and that lasted for 45 minutes to an hour, and then we went back together, and that session lasted for 30, 45 minutes, and it wasn't until the end of that Mr. Owens left.
When Mr. Owens departed, did he have to pass by law enforcement officers?
Right, he did. And I'm showing you nine sheets of paper. Do you recognize them?
I do. These are still photos of the video I took.
Okay, would you like to review each one? Just to make sure.
Sure. That's definitely them.
Are they fair and accurate representations of still images from the video you took on March 27, 2014 at Tucker High School?
Those are definitely the still images of the video I took.
I need a reference to a few of them.
Okay.
Bring Mr. Owens absolutely look.
Yeah, that'd probably be the best, gentlemen, if y'all would come up, stand on either side of this table here, and then Mr. Jester can tell me what each one is and testify accordingly.
All of these still images were subsequent to the alleged incident, correct?
Correct. The alleged incident was within the first 5 minutes of the meeting.
Okay, so this is a subsequent, I'm showing, since we're not tendering these images, can I
okay.
just say
here? Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, okay, so this is an image of Mr. Jester subsequent to the meeting.
Correct, that's the breakout meeting we were in. That's about 45 minutes into the meeting.
You say Mr. Jester or Mr.?
Mr. Owens.
I'm sorry, Mr. Owens.
Okay.
I apologize, Jester.
Okay.
So this is Mr. Owens on the right side?
Right, and the entire time I'm filming and moving.
Okay.
But you're filming the entire event?
The breakout, there was two groups. I just filmed our breakout group.
Okay.
And this is, in the second photo, another still image of Mr. Jester standing talking to another individual?
Right. The breakout lasted 30, 45 minutes, and so that's just maybe how.
Can I see that one?
Okay. And in this third photo, we see Mr. Jester again seated in the proximity of the breakout group?
Right. And so that was after he stood up, talked to that gentleman, he sat back down and stayed for the rest of the breakout group.
Similarly, in this photo, he's getting up?
Right, right.
And this is Mr. Jester right here on the right side of the image getting up from the chair?
Mr. Owens. Yes.
I want to make a clarification. You know, this is after about an hour we've been here to meet this number.
Right. I've already gathered that it has nothing really relevant to do with the incident, the alleged incident, other than
right
as to when he left.
Well, and Judge, I'll just skip to, is this an image of, actually, is this an image of Mr. Jester as well?
Owens.
Mr. Owens, and is this individual on the right side of the screen a law enforcement officer?
It appears that way.
I'm asking Mr. Jester.
Oh, yeah. So that's Mr. Owens. That's uniformed resource officer, not uniformed resource officer, the one that Mr. Owens originally pointed me towards.
So this was the school resource officer that
That was 5 feet away, yes, that I asked for help.
That's all right.
And you also did take a recording of the event that evening?
Yes, I recorded the evening from start to finish.
All right, so was your audio recording that evening during the time of the alleged conversation between you and Mr. Owens?
The video camera was on recording the event.
Was it stationary on a tripod?
It was stationary on the tripod. It did not record anything between me and Mr. Owens, of course, because that'd be too easy. But
well, let me ask you this. Was the audio recording?
Audio recording was on, correct.
Okay. Did the audio recording, and Judge, at this point, I can play a two-hour video or just play the first 20
minutes? Oh, no, we're not.
Exactly. So is the applicant willing to stipulate that the audio recording simply doesn't capture any loud voices from any conversation, and also that Mr. Jester made...
Well, I'm not sure that he even testified that it was a loud voice. He just said they were 2 or 3 feet apart, and according to his version, chest bumped and sprayed or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you asserting that it was loud enough for his recorder to have possibly picked it up?
Your Honor, he got close enough to me where nobody could hear it.
Okay. No, all right. So I don't think there's any need to certainly watch even 2 minutes of this video.
Yeah, the only thing I was thinking, Judge, was to show the calm manner that he's addressing the crowd.
And the audience was relatively calm.
I don't think there's been any claim that it was loud enough for the whole world to hear, much less be recorded.
I'm actually speaking of Mr. Jester's announcement to the entire crowd concerning the request he had for everyone to leave the applicant alone.
Is there any dispute as to what Mr. Jester has testified to today and what other witnesses have testified to today as to what Mr. Jester said about you from the podium?
Your Honor,
is there any dispute about the words or how it was said or anything? Because we can listen to it if you dispute it.
No, I don't have it. I think it would be a waste of the court's time.
Okay.
But he chest bumped me.
Okay. Well, okay. I understand. We're not at that point yet. I'm just... He's asking about whether I want to listen to part of it, watch part of it, or whatever, and it doesn't sound like there's any dispute, Mr. Fittis, as to what your witnesses have asserted that your client said from the podium.
Judge, and with that, I certainly feel much better not playing the video.
It wasn't going to happen anyway. Don't worry.
Thank you, Judge.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give each of you 2 or 3 minutes to just sum up where we are and why we're here. All right, sir.
Your Honor, I'm just, Mr. Jester, I never met the man, never talked to him about his politics. And while I was passing out the flyers in a public place, and nobody objected to me handing out flyers except Mr. Jester, and he came, chest bumped me. And, he said he's big enough. I never underestimate anybody, but he chest bumped me. Put me in fear of possible bodily harm. I disengaged him. I didn't hit him back, but he continued to chest bump me and threaten me in a low voice manner. I went over and sat with my friend, and he continued over. He followed me and chased me, and that's the issue, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Fittis?
Judge, I think the evidence speaks for itself. We have conflicts in the evidence from Mr. Owens. Conflicts in the evidence from Mr. Newton. Mr. Newton is his good friend who travels on a political carnival from event to event, handing out flyers concerning Nancy Jester about things that have nothing to
political
do.
Political and carnival, isn't that redundant?
It is, Judge.
Okay.
Okay. You got me on that. You got me on that.
Okay. I had to catch you there.
No, that's good. I appreciate it. Mr. Newton didn't observe any physical contact. Mr. Michesi did not observe any physical contact. Mr. Olivet didn't observe any physical contact. My client testified there was no physical contact. He, through a stipulated agreement, made a calm, reasoned announcement that day to everyone to leave Mr. Owens alone. Mr. Jester, by direct testimony from disinterested witnesses, testified that Mr. Jester did not sit there with his fist balled up, did not throw anything, did not spit upon him, was not red-faced and angry. There was a school resource officer, by everyone's admission, who was present. There were uniformed law enforcement officers that were present as well. Did the applicant take advantage of these officers to press a complaint against Mr. Jester at any time? No. He walked out past all of them. He decided that instead of taking issue with the people who were actually there, the law enforcement officers who were actually there before, during, and after the incident, no, those weren't the individuals that he wanted to raise the issue with. He decided to come down here, where no one who was present that night was, and fill out an application for a warrant. I appreciate the lower standard of evidence with regards to this matter that the court is operating under,
It isn't meth. There is no evidence to support this, especially when there are conflicts in the testimony concerning the presence and departure of other witnesses, such as State Senator Fran Miller, such as what the applicant's colleague observed or didn't observe, such as the location of where this happened, and then a secondary confrontation. I mean, you know, the applicant has the opportunity to subpoena these officers as well.
As did you, and that was one of the reasons you wanted a continuance, was to bring the officers, and nobody did.
And we weren't able to, Judge. So ultimately, we have a situation where, similar to the last case, it is two individuals with opposing viewpoints, except in this case, we have additionally independent witnesses who observed it, who testified that at no time did Mr. Jester, who is, very respectfully, a more diminutive man, touch or have contact of an insulting or provoking nature with the applicant. We even have testimony from an individual in one of the breakout groups, more than an hour later, who specifically notes that the applicant did not make any comment, any note, any recognition. Nothing was said about this alleged contact. The only time this alleged contact happened and suddenly springs forth as being in need to take action is not before, not during, not after the event, but later in the evening when he decides to come down to take out a warrant. This is a politically motivated warrant application taken by the applicant against my client,